Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, December 4th edition. There is a pollster out there, longtime Michigan pollster Steve Mitchell. He has been a political consultant. He has been a polling company for years here in the state of Michigan. Well, to be sure, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is not soliciting advice from veteran Michigan pollster Steve Mitchell. Mitchell Research is a basically Republican-leaning, conservative-leaning polling company. But when asked about her possible presidential campaign for 2028, he offered it anyway. I would be telling her to get into the race. She may not ultimately get the big prize, but she would be a terrific vice presidential candidate, Mitchell said. Now, Mitchell confessed that he does not know Whitmer very well. But along with the other countless number of potential candidates, he's noticed that the wealth of media coverage about her supposedly, in his mind, has created enough interest in her running for the position. He said there is a list of 4 to 6 would-be Democratic contenders for the job, and her name is always being mentioned. Now, Whitmer has never said she will not run in 2028, but Mitchell feels the potential for Whitmer running for president would be very, very good. She's very strong in Michigan, very popular. Currently, she still holds a 55% job approval rating. And, obviously, she's a woman. She's bright, she's attractive, and comes from a very important swing state. So, if she can demonstrate by standing up to the other candidates and do well, really, she could be positioning herself if not for the top prize, the second prize, vice president. Whitmer's most recent reflections on all this came during an interview while on a speaking gig up in Canada. I don't know if I need to be the main character in the next chapter, but I want to have a hand in writing it. I don't know if I'm going to be that person. Whitmer went on to say that she shared her concerns about not taking her eye off the ball, referring to her duties as Michigan's governor serving her last term. And she's very concerned that she can't allow something catastrophic to happen under her watch. Well, Mitchell's take on all this reboots the issue as the governor allegedly goes into some of the end-of-the-year interviews. Since Whitmer went national last year with her book tour, her access to in-state media seems has dropped off of a cliff and has converted to national media. Kind of interesting. So, not really sure that she is going to get into the race, but her name is constantly being mentioned, along with others. So that's Steve Mitchell's take on it. Short break, we'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by discounted Christmas shopping via MyPillow.com. I announced last couple days on the radio that Mike Lindell has authorized me to tell you guys that he has agreed to continue the huge discounts on certain products on their website, MyPillow.com, and include free expedited shipping. You'll get these gifts before Christmas up until Wednesday, December 17th. That's the last day to place an order to make sure that you get them before Christmas. But if you want to take advantage of it right now, maybe perhaps first of the month, you've received Social Security payments, you've received retirement benefits, whatever. Now is the best time to get your Christmas shopping done at a discounted rate. All you have to do is text me, MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the link to the website, MyPillow.com, the promo code TruckerRandy, and the 800 number if you prefer to call and talk to an operator. So text me MP, you'll get 50, 60, 70, 80% off some products, plus free expedited shipping to make sure you get these gifts before Christmas. Yesterday, in the Senate Health Policy Committee in Lansing, parents of children with autoimmune encephalitis in support of a bill that would force insurance companies to pay for treatments. They don't pay for these treatments right now. Why? Well, that's what Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat of St. Clair Shores, sponsored Senate Bill 447 specifically for. Children with pediatric acute onset neuropsychotic syndrome, which is PANS, P-A-N-S, and pediatric acute onset neuropsychiatric disorder associated with streptococcus known as PANDAS. PANS and PANDAS are not currently being covered for by insurance companies, especially when it comes to their IV treatment. They can actually do an IV immune globulin type of treatment and other care. Did not know that. Michigan PANDAS Alliance Director Bruce Goodman was the very first to speak at the hearing. Today, you're going to hear from Michigan parents whose lives were turned completely upside down, sometimes literally overnight, by a medical condition known as PANS or PANDAS. He said basically what this disease is inflammation of the brain occurring in children after an infection that caused the immune system to attack healthy brain cells, resulting in severe obsessive compulsive disorders, OCD, extreme tics, refusal to eat, emotional regression, cognitive decline, and debilitating anxiety. I saw this happen to my sweet 5-year-old granddaughter. She went to bed as a regular, happy 5-year-old and woke up in the morning with severe OCD. She got to the point she couldn't even stand having her blankets wrinkled. As he told the story of his granddaughter and the risk of self-harm that happened along with statistics regarding this disease, he said insurance companies will cover the antibiotics and the steroids, but not IVIG treatment. And he said the insurance industry would likely lobby against this bill. Well, of course, probably a very expensive treatment. And insurance companies, all they care about is saving money. Now, one of the things that he went on to say, and this is very interesting, you're likely to hear that the very first IVIG is off-label and therefore not approved by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, for this particular set of conditions. That is a misleading and irrelevant argument. Off-label use of medications is commonly used for medically appropriate conditions, many of them covered by insurance companies. Well, yesterday's testimony wasn't the first time that pans and pandas have been brought up in the legislature. In August, the issue was brought up before the House Child Welfare System Subcommittee. But no bills were introduced outside of an Awareness Day resolution. Back on August 26, a mother's testimony drove State Representative Meerman to be nearly speechless as he stood up on the floor of the House chamber saying, "Your stories touched my heart." Now, I got a very simple question. Why hasn't the FDA approved this medication? That's question number one. That's something I think needs to go to Robert F. Kennedy. Because FDA approves these treatments could expedite justification of insurance companies paying for them. So why hasn't this been done? Is this such a newly discovered disease and treatment that it just simply hasn't been processed yet? I don't know. But according to this story, it hasn't. So we'll continue to follow this. It came up in August, came up again yesterday, and now it looks like there is a bill that potentially could be passed in both the Senate and the House. Luke Meerman is a Republican in the House, which generated a resolution by him back in August. So, kind of an interesting short story, and we'll continue to follow that one as well. Well, there appears to be certain bills and things coming through via the Michigan Beer and Wine Wholesalers Association. Wholesalers suggest running hemp-infused drinks through the liquored three-tiered system. The Michigan Beer and Wine Wholesalers Association have an idea on how to regulate industrial hemp-infused drinks. Run them through the same three-tiered system, producers, distributors, and retailers, the same as beer. At a Senate committee back on November 13th, they moved out legislation that would regulate or ban intoxicating hemp products. Senate bills 599, 600, 601, and 602. Well, the president of the MB and WWA Spencer Nevins suggested the bills be amended to allow these emerging products to be regulated through the same system that has served Michigan well for years. Here's where the problem is. Industrial hemp, known as Delta 9, THC, that beverage market in Michigan would run through the three-tiered system and could be sold the exact same way beer is being sold. He said the group is working with House Committee on Regulatory Reform Chairman Joseph Aragona to get the idea into legislative form. He said the association has been talking with other House members, including state senators, as well as the Michigan Liquor Control Commission and the Cannabis Regulatory Agency, the CRA. Now, according to Nevins, this is again the president of this lobbying group, Dana Polhanke, Democrat from Livonia, has bills, would put the processing of these compounds under the CRA processing standards, Cannabis Regulatory Agency. But any of the hemp-derived solutions added to beverages would ultimately end up in the liquor control system. Perhaps they need to be distributed by those licenses. Then it would be sold to distributors who would then turn around and sell it to its 20,000 licensees in the state of Michigan. He proposed doing this by pulling the regulation of the hemp industry from the CRA and putting it under the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. Nevin said the difference between his proposal and the cannabis was only focused on hemp-derived portions that were not included in the original recreational marijuana constitutional amendment. These products didn't even exist when the constitutional amendment was passed, legalizing recreational marijuana, Nevin said. This market is going to emerge, and there needs to be a good, responsible system in place that meets the consumer's demand, but also addresses public health and safety. And that's what we're here talking to people about. Now, on the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association side, President Robin Schneider said she's not a fan of the proposal. She said there's already a good, responsible system in place that addresses public health and safety through the current regulatory framework and industrial infrastructure of their cannabis industry. We don't believe that any THC products belong to the liquor code. We have our own department that does an incredible job of regulating our products. She wanted to emphasize that the majority of hemp-derived THC beverages contain a synthetic THC, which is what the industry has been trying to get the CRA to disallow from the rules. This reform could happen and take place through the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, but they haven't.